WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching distractions and conquering life's little mountains. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like that nagging to-do list is a monster growing bigger by the minute? You know that feeling when you stare at a project, knowing it needs doing, but somehow finding yourself scrolling through memes instead? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're tackling procrastination head-on, because let's face it, that later never really comes. Procrastination is like the ultimate thief of time and opportunity. It whispers sweet nothings in our ear, promising a blissful moment of relaxation while slowly chipping away at our goals. But don't worry, friends, there's hope. You don't need to become some superhuman productivity machine to break free from procrastination's grip. We're going to equip you with 5 powerful strategies to slay those procrastination dragons and finally achieve those dreams you've been putting off. First up, let's talk about understanding your why. Why is this goal important to YOU? What will achieving it bring into your life? When we connect with our why, that motivation becomes an unstoppable force. It's like having a secret weapon against procrastination, because suddenly, those tasks aren't just chores. They're steps toward something truly meaningful. Next, break it down. Those massive goals can be intimidating, right? That's where the magic of smaller steps comes in. Imagine trying to climb Mount Everest without breaking it into manageable hikes. Crazy, right? Same goes for your goals. Chunk them into bite-sized pieces that feel less overwhelming and more achievable. Celebrate each small victory along the way. It builds momentum and keeps you feeling motivated. Third, let's talk about our environment. Think of your surroundings like a stage set for success or procrastination. Minimize distractions. Put your phone on. Do not disturb. Close those tempting tabs. And find a space where you can focus. Make your workspace inviting and inspiring. Maybe light a candle, play some upbeat music, or surround yourself with things that motivate you. Now, on to something crucial. Self-compassion. We all slip up sometimes. Don't beat yourself up when procrastination wins for a moment. Treat yourself like the awesome friend who deserves support, not criticism. Learn from those setbacks, adjust your strategies, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress over perfection. Finally, let's talk about rewarding yourself. Celebrate milestones, big or small. You deserve it. It could be anything from enjoying a delicious treat to taking a relaxing bath or spending time doing something you love. Positive reinforcement keeps that motivation engine running smoothly. Let me paint you a picture. Sarah's been wanting to start her own blog for months. She's got all these amazing ideas swirling in her head, but the thought of actually sitting down and writing feels overwhelming. Sound familiar? She keeps telling herself, "I'll start tomorrow," or "I need more time." But tomorrow never seems to come. Then one day, Sarah decides to try something different. She breaks down her blogging goals into smaller steps, researching blog topics, creating an outline for her first post, and setting aside just 30 minutes each day to write. She also sets up a reward system. Every time she completes a writing session, she treats herself to a cup of her favorite coffee. Guess what? Sarah starts making progress. She's excited about her blog again, and she feels empowered by seeing those small wins add up. So, remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about becoming a superhero of productivity. It's about building sustainable habits that work for YOU. Let's recap. Identify your why, break down goals into smaller steps, create a distraction-free environment, practice self-compassion, and reward yourself for progress. Now go out there and make some magic happen. I can't wait to hear about the amazing things you accomplish when you ditch procrastination and embrace your goals. Share your stories on social media, leave a review, and let's keep this momentum going. See you in the next episode of The Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.